In an effort to address incidences of antisocial and disruptive behavior in the nation's primary and secondary schools, the Ministry of Education will be broadening the scope of its school-wide positive behavior intervention and support framework. Come September, the ministry plans to implement a new behavior modification program targeting grade 7 students, with the aim of helping them steer clear of antisocial behavior at the initial stages of adolescence. We hear more about the ministry's plans in today's program.
Grade 7 is usually the 12 going into 13-year-olds. That's a time of puberty. That's a time when you come into a new school, a high school, with all of the excitement and good prospect that's there. We need to use that time purposefully for personal development. That grade 7 we want to elevate as a point of quintessential re-socialization, and that's an important new program that we are going to advance this September.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He says the ministry will be urging school administrators to spend time establishing the strengths and weaknesses of incoming grade 7 students in order to prescribe the necessary social and academic interventions to help them.
Principals, supervisors of grade 7, please, I don't want to say put aside the curriculum, but subordinate the curriculum to getting to know your students. Many of you are doing it already. Have fulsome orientation programs. If it lasts one term, fine. If you need two terms, take it. Make sure that the young people are adjusted to know themselves. Find out whether they are challenged in any way. Some may need a pair of glasses. Some may need some more breakfast. Some may need a mentor, because we know that over 40% of our children don't have knowledge of their father or any effective relationship with him.
The education minister is quick to remind school administrators that they can access help through the various initiatives provided under the ministry's school-wide positive behavior intervention and support framework. These include the Valuable Pathways Project, which assists students to identify positive core values while also providing them with practical methods for these values to be demonstrated. There's also the Culture and Education Program, which incorporates lessons from the lives of Jamaica's national heroes to help students appreciate their country and the roles they must play in Jamaica's development. The minister also encourages the use of uniformed groups such as the cadets, scouts, Girl Guides, and others, with numerous studies showing that participants demonstrate more discipline and academic achievement in comparison to regular students.
Teach them through exposure to any of the re-socialization measures that we're outlining here, how to love themselves, not in a narcissistic way, but to be proud of their color, to be proud of their origin, not to be ashamed of who they are or where they've come from.
The minister also notes that through the ministry's Health and Family Life Education program, considerable effort will be placed on teaching students proper sexual behavior.
And very importantly, after Donald Quarry and Kalisha and the young girl at Frome Technical, Santoy, can we begin to teach them about interpersonal relations, about sexuality, about what is appropriate and what is not, that they are called to a higher purpose, that there is a dignity and holiness that they can bespeak in their lives.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The Ministry of Education remains committed to helping schools foster positive social attitudes and customs among the nation's students, all part of plans to produce rounded, socially conscious citizens for the future.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.